My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
The Texans just wrapped up practice here at the Houston Methodist Training Center, and D'Amico Ryans is speaking to the media live from the practice field. Let's go to him now.
How's everybody doing? Good. Nah. Excited to be back. I'd like to start first off by just extending my sincere condolences to the Jones family, Miss Emily, Jacoby Jr. on the passing of Jacoby. Jacoby was a teammate of mine here for 5 years. And when you talk about a guy who was, fun-spirited, right, loving, caring, right, a great teammate, the dance machine, he was a fun guy to be around. He lit up any room that he walked into just with his great spirit, and he'll be truly missed. I was very saddened to hear the news of him passing. Just truly feel sorry for the family and for all of his teammates, all the lives that he's touched. Kobe, I remember he always did a great job of working camps and working with kids, and he always did an excellent job of doing that, and he'll be missed. My last time seeing him was actually our playoff game. We were with the Ravens, and he was honored as a Ravens legend, so that was a proud moment for me to see him there honored, right? Another organization, Houston, right? And to see him doing that with his son, right? It was a very special moment, and just my prayers are with them and praying for God's strength and comfort for their family.
Sorry for your loss. This is year two for you in this program. Does it feel any different knowing what you all achieved last year? And what is the message that you all have achieved certain expectations in year one going into this year?
As we open up our 2024 camp and for this season, everything starts new for us. It's about building a solid foundation, right? If you want to do anything great, it starts with the foundation. You want to build anything great and grand, it starts with the foundation. And that's what camp is about. So I'm truly excited about being able to get started today. It's day one. As I told our guys, we have a lot of room for improvement. And my expectations and what I expect to see from everyone, all of our guys, just let's get a little bit better each day. Right, if we get a little bit better each day, right, we'll be exactly where we want to be. And that starts with guys, their mindset of just showing up on purpose, showing up with the right attitude, right, being a great teammate, guys being resilient no matter what we face. It's weather, right? It's injuries. It's the tough days of camp. Whatever we face, you got to be able to overcome it, sustain, and push through. And I just want all of our guys to just show up with a competitive spirit, right? And that's what, if everybody shows up that way, like, we'll be just fine.
From a leadership standpoint, what have you seen from CJ this offseason as he heads into year two?
I think CJ has done a really good job this offseason as a leader when it comes to working with other guys, right? Knowing that he's not just working by himself, but finding the avenues to get a group together and work together. That's very important, especially when it comes to timing in the passing game for receivers and quarterbacks that have to be in sync. And it shows that they see how important that was because guys are working together this summer.
Coach, do you feel like that you did a great job of instilling the mindset and the mentality in some of your younger players to give back as far as with these rookies? Like, a lot of them got a chance to work in the offseason with these rookies coming in. And not only that, but just giving back to the community as well.
Hey, it's really important for us. The community is really important, and that's why we bring the guys in. We bring in, the first thing I look for is guys who are good people, right? Good character guys. We can win with good guys, and we're going to win. We're going to do it the right way with the right people, and it starts with the character of the men that we bring in. So that's first thing first. That's non-negotiable, right? And guys have to be great teammates. They have to be great in the community and care about others, and that goes a long way for all of us. It's not about ourselves, right? As we go through life, and it's about what can we do to lend a helping hand to someone else. How can we bless others? That's what life is all about.
Hey, I was going to go into.
How was it to see Titus Howard finally get back out there on the field? If you can, do you have an update to share about Leonard Tunsil?
It was good to see Titus back out today. You know, he missed some time there with the surgery, so it's good to see him back healthy and having the opportunity to compete. And when it comes to Laramie, we have guys will be on different schedules throughout camp, so there'll be guys you won't see out. But everybody's on track for the season opener, and that's what this is all about, right? Getting guys ready to go when we kick off our season opener.
You know, are there things here in the second year with this team? I know there's new players. Are there things you can accomplish in this training camp that you weren't able to accomplish last year because you had to do so much kind of installing and teaching of the culture? Are there things you can accomplish this year that weren't available to you last year?
This year it starts over, truly, for me. It's all about you reteach, right? You start with the basics, the fundamentals of teaching, the principles, our style of play, right? How we play, how we practice. For me, you never lose sight of just because guys were here last year, they understand it. So we have a ton of new guys on our team. Each team is different. So for me, we're still instilling those principles of how the Houston Texans play football and how can we rep our style. So it'll be a lot of teaching, and we'll continue to teach until it shows up on game day.
You talked a lot about rap boys and all that. Can you remember a point in your career when you were able to actually put that to practice? You talk about not believing the hype, not eating the rap boys and all that. Do you remember a point in your career where you were able to actually do that?
When we talk about expectations for the season and what that means, it all starts internally for each and every guy on the field. Like, what do you expect for yourself? And that's what I asked our guys yesterday. It's not about what people say on the outside. That doesn't change who you are. It's about who you think you are. What do you think you can achieve and accomplish as a player? Right. That's the only thing that matters to me. And the expectations are always driven internally. So our guys think high of themselves, we'll go high. And that's how I want guys thinking.
What's the key for players in their second year, like CJ particularly? What's the difference and what's the key for them to continue?
Yeah, Kim, the biggest key in the second year is really, it's your first offseason, first true offseason. So it all starts with how you attack that offseason the right way. Because guys can make some huge strides in their offseason preparation as second-year players. They don't have to worry about combine prep. They don't have, like, they can truly dedicate themselves to football. So I think you'll see guys start, like, man, pick up where they left off, hopefully. But it's just a matter of those guys. I think for the second-year guys, they have so much more confidence because they know what to expect now. They know how practices are going to be. They know the meeting. They know the schedule. So they don't have to there's not any uncertainty for those guys, so they can truly dial in and lock in and focus on football, and they can become better players, and you see a tremendous growth in that year two, and that's what we're looking for all of our year two guys, CJ, Will.
That is D'Amico Ryans live from the practice field. Will Anderson is about to join us also live here on In the Loop. So we're going to break here and come right back. And your defensive end for the Texans, Will Anderson Jr., Defensive Rookie of the Year, will join us right here on In the Loop next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.